Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and such a blessed morning that we can be before God in this day. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we welcome everybody to the Kingdom Gathering Online Church, and this is your host, Pastor Jenny Torres from Houston, Texas, filling in for Apostle Moneta. Our topic for today will be the Holy Spirit. We will continue on this topic during the month of August, and it is such a blessed time to continue to see that God is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? So we want to revisit some of the scriptures concerning the Holy Spirit. And if you're online this morning and you want to call a friend and say to get on, please share the number with them. The call-in number is 347-945-6272, and we welcome all those that would want to be on this morning before they go to their church service, or anyone that is available to call in and see that God has opened many avenues for us to really preach the word and teach the word. And this day and age that there's so many modern conveniences, and as you prepare today, I pray that you will be inspired, that you would be edified, that the Spirit of the Lord would touch you in such a way that you would realize that God is on the move and that God does not change. There is no variation or shadow of variation in him, and he is faithful to fulfill all his promises. So I just want to revisit some of the scriptures concerning the Holy Spirit. It will bless you as it has me, and I urge you to get a pad, a piece of notebook, or something to write on, and a pen or a pencil. And so let us begin today. As I pray, Father, I thank you for this opportunity that you have given me to be before your presence, to call on your name, and to know that you are our God, our help, and you cause us to stand in your word. You cause us to stand in this ministry that you called us before the foundations of the world to make known your promises and everything that you have done in our lives. We are so excited this morning because you've given us, Lord God, your Holy Spirit. And we thank you that from the beginning he was promised and he abides in us. He leads us to all truth and shows us to come. So we are grateful, Father, for this opportunity that you have given us this day. For you are our God and we are your people. In Jesus' name, amen. So let us recap this journey. We understand that the New Testament is known as the era of the Holy Spirit. We realize, and some of us who have taken theology know that the Old Testament, it related to the Father. The Gospel relates to the Son. And in the epistles and the book of Acts, it relates to the Holy Spirit, God manifesting his power all through the ages. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But we have seen the Trinity move on the face of the earth, and we see how God has ministered to us and given us insight of his word so that we can continue to grow in who he is and in the knowledge of the truth of the word of God. So we understand that the New Testament is known as the era of the Holy Spirit. In actuality, the most important person on the face of the earth today is the Holy Spirit. He is part of the Trinity. He is God, and he is the one that's working in our lives. If we look at Genesis chapter 1, we see that he was there in the beginning, and we bless God for it. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, starting at verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. How amazing. God reveals himself through the Holy Spirit, even as he spoke. The Holy Spirit was active in well and commissioned to do the work that he was entitled to do as God, as part of the Godhead. And we know that he is blessing us today, and he's increasing our faith as we yield in obedience to the word of God. So we know that the Holy Spirit was active even from the very beginning. What beginning was that? Well, in the beginning where God chose to reveal himself, God always was. He's eternal, and the Holy Spirit and the Son are eternal with him, and they co-labor together to perform the will of God. So we see in this beginning that God was moving over the face of the deep. And we look at John, the book of John, and let's go to the New Testament, John, the book of John. And this is such revelation. If we detain ourselves to look at what the word says, we will understand that God is speaking to us and desires to edify us all the time. And you can write these scriptures down. Please do that. John 14, the book of John, the gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 16 through 17, 21 and 26. And I just want to read those scriptures so that we can go ahead and continue to study this matter. So it says in John 14, chapter 6, verse 16, it says in the following manner, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper or comforter, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because they don't see him nor know him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and will be with you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live in you and will be with you." Glory to God. And so we see that Jesus is saying this word. And Jesus is saying, "I go, but I send another comfort of the Holy Spirit, which is working in us and leading us to all truth." And he states this in the word of God. In verse 26, it says, "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I've said to you. The peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, nor be afraid." So we just bless God for his word. God has given us his Holy Spirit. We are not comfortless. We are not powerless. We have the helper, the paracletos, the one that leads us to all truth, the one that shows us things to come, the one who comforts us and strengthens us so that we can continue to do the will of God. So you see, as we speak of the Holy Spirit, and as we spoke in weeks prior, we spoke about being filled with the Holy Spirit. We spoke about the Spirit leads us to all truth. And we have to understand, my sisters and brothers, that it is so important for us to realize who is in us and who speaks to us. It is the very Holy Spirit that leads us to the will of God and shows us things to come. He is a personal God. He's personal to each and every one of us, and he speaks to us and he leads us. We know that he is not an it. He is a person. He has a personality. And we spoke about that a few months ago, that the Holy Spirit has personality. And he is zealous for us, and he wants us to grow in the knowledge of who he is and what God wants to reveal in our lives. And we are grateful this morning for the Holy Spirit. Now let us go to the book of Acts, chapter 1, glory to God, or let's go rather to chapter 2. The book of Acts, chapter 2, and we will continue on this study. And it says the following. I am so grateful to God this morning, my sisters and brothers, because every time I look at the word of God, it just, my heart leaps with joy that his promises are yes and amen, and they are irrevocable. His gifts are irrevocable, and once God has blessed you, he will continue to bless you. So don't let the enemy deceive you to believing This is a one-time deal. You can get filled with the Holy Spirit. You can be led by the Holy Spirit, and you can hear the Holy Spirit leading you, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of righteousness. He can lead us to all truth and show us things to come. So we trust, rely, and are strengthened by the Holy Spirit. And in the book of John, it said it this way, and we're going to start from verse 4, the first chapter of the book of Acts, and it says that being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when you have come together, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons where the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. How powerful this is. My sisters and brothers, God is revealing in the word that this Holy Spirit has come to abide in everyone that believes, to lead everyone that believes. It was not only for the disciples at that time. So we see in chapter 2, it says, when the Holy Spirit, starting in verse 1, when the Holy Spirit had come fully, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were seated. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under the sun. And when they heard this sound, and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these Galileans? And so we see that they continue to say in verse 8, and how is it that we hear each in our own language which we were born? So they are expressing that this, when the Holy Spirit came, men heard their language and they said, this is an impossibility. This is a miracle. How can these Galileans that are not taught speak in our language and we can hear them and understand them? So we see that as the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they began to speak with other tongues. And Peter got up with boldness and began to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ. He started speaking about the Savior and how he was killed and he resurrected, and that was what God had given them, the Holy Spirit, and many got converted that day. You see, God doesn't do anything without a reason. Sometimes we don't understand what he's doing, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're going to know what the Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of righteousness, how he is leading you to all truth. So we know that they receive power of the Holy Spirit. So we see that God is able to lead us to all truth. There are many scriptures in which we can talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to continue to on this subject and tell you, you know, if you have not received the Holy Spirit in which you have believed, and I'm talking about the power, the baptism, you can receive it, because this is for everyone who believes. I know that there are many teachings out there, and they say, don't give this so much importance, because the important thing is that you were saved by grace. Yes, I agree. We are saved by grace. Yes, I agree that when I believe, the Holy Spirit made his mark upon me and started a transformation in my life. He opened the eyes of my understanding. And as I seek him daily, he speaks to me and he guides me through the word of God. You see, the Holy Spirit is not going to do anything that is not revealed in scripture. And we see this in the word of God. There is a scripture in the book of Luke that we usually use it during Christmas time, but I want to take you there a minute because I want to show you something that's very, very important. And God is the one that speaks to us and he reveals to us his purpose, his plan, and the destiny that he has for us, not only for us, but for our children. And it's interesting to note that we see in the book of Luke, glory to God, in chapter 1, and we're going to start reading from verse 36, and it said, the angel speaking to Mary, the angel telling Mary that the Holy Spirit was going to overshadow her and she would have a son and he would be called Emmanuel. Now, in verse 36, it says, now indeed, Elizabeth, the angel speaking to Mary after he had told Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. And also that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. In 36, it says, now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, had also conceived a child in her own age and is now in the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing would be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from him. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city called Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is that? Why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believes, for they will be a fulfillment of those things which were told to her from the Lord. So see, this was a confirmation for Mary that what the angel had revealed to her, that God was bringing it to pass, and she stood for the rest of her time with Elizabeth. Now, this is an awesome picture because when we look at Jesus, when he came to John in the wilderness, my God, to be baptized by John, it is so interesting. When he went, he understood what God was telling him. Here is Jesus, born to Mary. He's of 30 years of age, and he begins his ministry by going to John in the wilderness to be baptized by him. And the scripture said that, of course, John was a bit hesitant. But I want you to look first at the book of Matthew because it's so interesting as we settle into the word of God and we compare scripture with scripture. And it says in the book of John, chapter 3, and we're going to start from verse 13 in chapter 3 of John, or rather of Matthew, I'm sorry. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John to the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me? How awesome is this? That John is looking at his Savior saying, you want me to baptize you when I should be baptized by you? But Jesus answered in verse 15, it says, but Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for this is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness, my God. Jesus was so submitted to the Father. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and enlightening upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my Son, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." How exciting, how marvelous this was at this moment. My God, I need to rehearse these scriptures to you. It's amazing that Jesus, being God, for God was manifest in flesh, says to John, "You need to baptize me to fulfill all righteousness." Knowing that John was baptizing for the repentance of sin, Jesus was sinless. He had no sin because the word of God says it. He that knew no sin became sin so that he would be the righteousness of God for us. And that's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. How amazing this is to me. How awesome this is to you, because we see that God reveals his purpose and plan. You and I may not understand some of the things that God is doing, but if we yield in obedience to his word, God will lead us to the truth. God will show us things. God will speak to us. Even as we go to prophets and we go to teachers and we want to hear the word of God, there's nothing wrong with that. But God can give you a word and confirm it through a prophet, to someone who prophesies, or through the written word. He can confirm that word that he gives you. Do not be discouraged in this lifetime. Know that if God be for you, who can be against you? He did not deny his only Son, but gave him up for us all. How not together with God he will give us all things. Let us not lose our courage. Let us go forth. When I am weak, he's strong. When I am uncertain, I go to him through the scripture. I rehearse his word, and God confirms his purpose in my life. I am so grateful to God. God is lifting up many people on the face of the earth for this last time, whether it be old, young, teenagers, children, young adults. God is lifting up his voice among his people so that we can pray and intercede, so we can speak the oracles of God, that we can speak the things that belong to the kingdom of God, because we belong to the kingdom of God. We do not belong to this earth. We do not belong to the principality of this earth. If you have been saved, if you receive Jesus as Lord, you are in the kingdom of God, for he took you out of the kingdom of darkness of this world and translated you to the kingdom of his beloved Son. You are a child of God, sealed with the Spirit, and God wants to infill you with his promises. If you are listening to the sound of my voice today, I want to tell you that the purposes of God are for you and for your children. Do not give up. Do not give in. Know that God is on your behalf, and do not let the enemy try to lie to you. You speak up and you say, "I am a child of God. I am born of the Spirit, and I know that God will lead me to all truth." Take your place where God is telling you, rise up in the circumstances and know that I am for you and not against you. We see all over the scriptures how Jesus came to be baptized. We see in the four gospels how Jesus just submitted his life to be baptized, and John baptized him, and the Spirit of God descended upon him. Know that this is for you and your children. Know that God wants to do a new thing in your life. Know that God wants to show you that you can be baptized, just like in the book of Acts. The sign of baptism and being filled with the Holy Spirit was the evidence of speaking in tongues. I want to let you know that it is never too late for you to receive. And if at one time you spoke in tongues, continue to speak them. Exercise your spiritual language. Know that God wants to use you, understanding that the baptism of the Holy Spirit opens the door for other gifts. And I want to reassure you, my sisters and my brothers, that God is for you. That's why I'm going over these scriptures, so that you can begin to study them. You know, in the churches, it's strange sometimes that the only gift that is prevented is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the scriptures tell us not to forbid speaking in tongues. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 39, it says, therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy and do not forbid to speak with tongues. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. We can all be filled and speak in tongues. Many of you have been baptized and speak in tongues, your spiritual language, but in the church, it's okay for one or two or three to speak in tongues, but let someone interpret. So if you have the gift of tongues, and I'm not saying to be baptized only, but have the gift of tongues, then you can interpret them by praying and asking the Lord to give it to you. God has given us the Holy Spirit because he wants us to live holy lives. And as disciples of Jesus, we should live in such a way that people recognize that we have been set apart from the world and are dedicated to God. And we see that in the Word of God. Write these scriptures down. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Let us read that immediately. I just want to read that scripture to you. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Wow, what a powerful word. I am completely excited about what is God doing in our day. And it says in verse 4 of chapter 1, I want to read chapter verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, places in Christ Jesus, just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. My God, how awesome is this? He has accepted us in the beloved. So see, the Holy Spirit does the separation and he does the work of sanctification in your life. Also read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. It declares that we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit and we are sons of God according to Romans chapter 8, verse 15, that we have been set apart as the family of God, and we can display the characteristics as a family because we have a Father of holiness. Read Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verse 10, and 1 Peter 2, 9. God has committed himself to our holiness, brothers and sisters, by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1, 22, Ephesians 1, 4, as we read. However, it is our responsibility, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, to walk in obedience of the Word of God. So it's not only important for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and get different infillings of the Holy Spirit, but also walk in the Spirit by the obedience of the Word of God. And we have to know that that is key, my sisters and brothers. And the evidence of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we know that in the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And now we are just going over the things that we have learned. I want to share this with you again so that you can continually believe, because faith comes by hearing and by hearing the Word of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it says so. So I want you to understand that God wants to give you much, much more. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is just the beginning. The revelation comes through the Word of God, and it comes to us through speaking the Word of God. Now, those who have heard this preaching or this teaching, you can call in. You can call in to the number and still receive prayer as we continue a little bit more on this radio program. The number is 347-954-6272, and this is your host for today, Pastor Jimmy Torres from Houston, Texas, and you are blessed and highly favored. Please call in. We are still on the number, and we will still receive calls. God bless you. God keep you. God fill you, understand that the Holy Spirit has a plan of salvation, a destiny to fulfill in your life, in my life. The Holy Spirit has empowered us. He gives us instructions. He testifies of Jesus. He helps us, and he guides us. He teaches us. He speaks to us. He reveals to us, and I will continue with this teaching next week so that we all can be edified and we all can grow in the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ. You are blessed and highly favored. Father, your children have heard your word. They have heard of the things that you are doing. I pray that you infill today, that the Holy Spirit would touch them in their service, Lord God, and they would receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that they would come into new levels and strength of the power of God, the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit. And those that felt downcast because they were spoken that they cannot receive, we cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus, for God is alive and well. My sisters and brothers, God is alive and well. I cannot urge you even the more to trust God in all your understanding, get understanding of the word of God. The Holy Spirit did not only come down in the day of Pentecost. We see that there were different fillings of the Holy Spirit. The disciples got together and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Every time they needed to be encouraged, the Holy Spirit gave them courage, and they continued to do what God called them to do. We are called to be witnesses. Let us stand in faith and believe God. In spite of all things, the Holy Spirit helps us to obey. That's why it's so important. In 1 Peter 1:22, read the scriptures, and I will be sharing these scriptures next week. Be encouraged by the presence of the Lord. Be encouraged by the anointing of the Lord. Be encouraged by the Spirit of the Lord, for God loves you, and he sent his Holy Spirit to comfort you, to help you. If anyone is going through a storm, remember God is faithful to his promises. He will continue to do the work that he promised us to do. Now I want to ask if there's anyone online today and wants to share a comment or wants to share something that God has spoken to them today, go ahead, go forth in this very hour.
Hallelujah, glory, God's blessings and grace to you, Pastor Jenny, and all our listening audience all around the world. This is Apostle Minetta Hare. I was truly just blessed and strengthened by the teaching and preaching and the prayers that you lifted up and rendered to us this morning. What a dynamic opportunity for all of us to partake in the teaching of the works of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And so, beloved, I'm just saying to you, go back and listen in again to this live broadcast that will be available. And as we continue to seek God, as we continue to be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit to do the work that we were created to do by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those scriptures that Elder Jenny gave, go back out of Acts 2 and out of John and out of Luke. Every last one of those scriptures will even give each of us a greater clarity, understanding, and revelation of who the Holy Spirit is in our daily lives. Amen, amen. That's my comment this morning. And I thank you, Pastor Jenny.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Minetta. I am excited. Every time I go through these scriptures, I am strengthened, and I know that God has promises for us, and his promises, yes and amen. God is willing, if we are willing, to seek his face. Now, next week we will continue. We were going through the book of Acts to show how the Holy Spirit kept coming upon people and giving them direction and clarity. Sometimes we miss things in the scripture, and there's so much to speak about the Holy Spirit. Ever since God showed himself in Genesis all the way to Revelation, the Holy Spirit has been active and well in our lives. And so we honor him today, for he strengthens us. We acknowledge who he is in our lives. Because of him, we can go further in God. We can get into the depths of who God is, because he's the revealer. He's the purifier. He's the helper. He is the strengthener. He is the God that leads us to all truth and shows us things to come. So this morning, we honor you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your goodness. You continuously lift us up, and we pray if we have faulted on many things, that you forgive us by the power of the eternal blood of Jesus that was shed abroad in our hearts. Strengthen us, lift us up to know you even the more, that you will encourage us, that you would bless us and continue to lead us in days to come. You are the healer, the revealer, and the lifter of my head and the horn of my salvation. So I am blessed today to share these words with the audience. Thank you, Apostle Mineta, for this time. And we will meet again at the same time on the online church, the Kingdom in Gathering online church, at 8 Eastern time, at 7 a.m. Central Time. You are blessed and favored of the Lord. Before I go, is there someone else that has a question or a comment? Just go forth before we release this line. Well, bless the Lord. We're coming to a close. I am grateful. Be encouraged. You are God's handmaiden and male servant. Be encouraged today. No matter what you go through, God is with you, and he will never forsake the work of his hands. You are blessed and highly favored until we meet again. God bless you. Apostles, do you want to close up in prayer, Apostle Mineta?
Yes, what an honor. Father God, we just thank you for this glorious day that you have allowed us to be a part of, oh God. Lord God, I pray for each of us, oh God, under the sound of my voice, oh God, that by the move of your Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will come upon us and be within us, oh God. The Holy Spirit that is our comforter, the Holy Spirit that is our teacher, the Holy Spirit that is our guide, the Holy Spirit, the revealer of truth, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will be with us and upon us throughout this day and the days to come, oh God, that we will do great and mighty things that bring honor and glory to you. Lord, I ask that you would seal this word that has been released prophetically upon us this day. Lord, that as we have heard about the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the people, oh God, and they spoke in their heavenly language, oh God, let us continue, Lord God, to be baptized in your Holy Spirit this day, oh God. Lord, I lift up your maidservant, pastor, elder, prophet, Jenny Torres, unto you, oh God. Lord, meet every need that she has, oh God, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, every need, oh God. Continue to bless her. Continue to order her steps, oh God. Continue to give her wisdom, oh God, as she decree and declare and preach and teach the oracles of God. We thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day. And we stand on one accord, as they did on that day, with one mind, one spirit, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Oh God, we thank you this day. We bless you this day. As we go from this place, but never from your holy presence, oh God, I pray your protection upon your people today. I pray your peace upon your people. I pray your provision and your prosperity upon your people today, oh God. We decree and declare your word is going forth and it's not coming back void unto you, but it shall accomplish in each of our lives, individually and corporately, what you have sent it forth. So we bless you this morning, oh God. We thank you and we give you praise and honor in this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. That is our prayer for you, for the people of God. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless each of you.
Amen. Bye-bye.